Welcome back to my podcast channel, where we are learning leadership together and resting in God's promise that He doesn't call the qualified, He qualifies the called. I am Kim Touchton, Ambassador Diamond with It Works Global.
If I told you my story, you would hear hope.
I'm reading a book right now. If you haven't read it, I highly recommend The Circle Maker by Batterson. And for those of you who have worried about this book in the past, this is not a book about praying to get what you want or prosperity gospel. This book is all about your prayer life and how praying is an act of obedience to God, and that some prayers aren't answered simply because we haven't asked. And that doesn't mean that every prayer we pray is going to get answered or even answered the way we think. But this book has just been teaching me so much lately, and I was in chapter 4 or 5, and something stuck out to me so much that's just, I've been thinking about it ever since I read it. And it said that God is a God of resurrection, that our entire faith is based on this idea of resurrection, of Jesus's coming back to life, and how it doesn't just end there. Our entire faith is based on this idea of resurrection. And I was thinking about our business. Everything I read goes back to the business and life, but in our business, I mean, how true is this? Just in everyday, you know, resurrection, restoration. Our God is a God of restoration. At all times, He wants to be restoring relationships that are broken, anything. He wants to be restoring. He doesn't want us dividing. He doesn't want us falling apart. That's not His plan. His plan is to restore us, and so that through that restoration, through that resurrection of whatever our situation is, that we can give Him the glory. So in our business, gosh, we need to remember this as leaders, that no matter what's happening in our business, no matter what's happening in any of our distributors' business, that God is a God of resurrection. He thrives on restoring what looks hopeless. And after things fall apart, He gives beauty for ashes. He thrives on making something from nothing. He thrives on miracles and how there's no other explanation for what happens except God. And I think that that's how He gets the glory for all that we do. And we as leaders need to expect that. We as leaders need to be making sure that we're coaching our distributors, that when they go through something, when they go through a season and everything just looks hopeless, or when you and I hit a wall, or we go through a season where it just looks hopeless and we just have no clue what God is doing, we have to remember that that's exactly where God wants us. That's exactly how God is able to work in our lives and in our business, because there's not going to be any other explanation for what happens next except God. And our faith is shown through that, and our faithfulness and our never giving up, because God has promised us, God has given us our vision. So think about that today. Think about that in the future. God is a God of restoration. Our entire faith is based off of Jesus's resurrection, and that's not where it stops. So when things look their worst, when things look hopeless and like there is no way out, that is when God is able to step in and move mountains on our behalf. Thanks for joining me today. And don't forget, I'm here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with a new podcast talking about leadership and reminding you that you don't have to be qualified, just called. See you next time.